Good evening. I thank everybody here that's come out tonight to begin this study with us on the rapture of the church. And the primary focus of this study is going to be, when is the rapture going to occur in relation to the tribulation? Not what date or what time or what month or so forth that it's going to occur, but where is it at on God's timeline, on His calendar? That's what's so important for us to understand. It's one of the most controversial issues in the church today. There's so much being said today about folks. Some folks believe that we may be here for part of the tribulation, or that we may be here during the whole tribulation. Well, I want to give you some comforting words tonight and let you know that we're going to drive home the point in this CD or in this series of messages that the body of Christ will not go through the tribulation. There's three primary views on this. There's pre-tribulation believers, which would be me. And those are those people who believe that the rapture occurs before the tribulation. And the reason why I believe that is because the Word of God teaches it that way. There are mid-tribulational type people. They believe that the rapture occurs at the midpoint of the tribulation, which is totally unscriptural. And then it's post-tribulational. They believe that the rapture occurs at the end of the tribulation. And see, here's what we got to realize. In Scripture, we got to know who wrote the Scripture, who was it written to, what was it about. Was it written to the Jew, was it written to the Gentile, or was it written to the body of Christ? And you see, the tribulation period and the rapture and the second coming, these are things right here that folks today are confused about. And they don't know the difference between the rapture and the second coming. And that's where a lot of the confusion is coming from. But it's important for us to understand throughout this study and to recognize the purpose of the tribulation. If you remember back in Daniel 9:27, in prophecy, it spoke of a 70th week, or a seven-year period of time that is still yet to come. And if you remember, Daniel's prophetic week, we know as the 70 weeks of Daniel, that's God dealing with the nation of Israel. And it was divided into two periods. And those two periods of time was the first 69 weeks, and which came to an end when Messiah was cut off, as it says in Daniel chapter 9. And, of course, the beginning of the 70th week of Daniel, which is the tribulation itself, the time of Jacob's trouble, that is going to begin after the body of Christ is taken out. Because remember, the nation of Israel was cut off. They were laid to the side. We're going to go into this in great detail. And he was able to graft the Gentiles in. But before he deals with Israel again, before the 70th week starts, he's going to take us out of here. Not just the Gentiles, but the body of Christ, those people who are Christians, and those who are saved, whether they're Christians or Jew, and those who are lost, whether they're Christian or Jew, that's two separate people. But the body of Christ is going to be taken out before this 70th week begins. And that final 70th week is going to begin, as it says in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, when the Antichrist signs a peace treaty with the nation of Israel for a certain period of time just after the rapture of the church. But you see, the end of the 69th week was when Messiah was cut off. And the city of Jerusalem, including the temple, was destroyed. And you see, the temple in the city of Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. But the 70 weeks began when Nehemiah gave them the go-ahead on rebuilding Jerusalem and its walls in Nehemiah chapter 2. But just as the events in the first 69 weeks have been literally fulfilled in Scripture, so will the events of the final week. But right now, we're living in what we call the church age, or the body of Christ age, and which is approximately somewhere around 2,000 years. But we're living during that time right now. And at the end of that, the church, or the body of Christ, is going to be taken out. And as it says in 2 Thessalonians, he that letteth will let be taken out of the way. That's talking about the Holy Spirit. And where does the Holy Spirit live today? He dwells in the heart of the believer. Because back in the times when Christ was on the earth, the temple was in operation. The sacrifices were being made. Well, guess what? We are the temple now. We are the body of Christ, and he dwells in the heart of every believer. So the 70th week is yet to come. And the reason why it is yet to come is because God is not through with the nation of Israel. He's not done with them. He's not through with them yet. And it's so important to recognize the purpose of the tribulation. And not only that, but when it's going to be on God's timeline. Because during the tribulation, during that 70th week, which it talks about in Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 through 27, it's talking about the nation of Israel, and it's a time period where God focuses his attention, especially on Israel. And it's called the 70th week, or the tribulation. And that is a time when God deals specifically with Israel. And what I want you to remember is tonight, is we are the body of Christ. We are not Israel, and we're not even spiritual Israel. We're the body of Christ. Israel, as a nation, has been temporarily blinded until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Romans 11:11 and Romans 11:25, which was prophesied in Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 10. And I wanted to go ahead and throw all this stuff out there as an introduction to try to get you to understand what this study is going to be about, and hopefully get you interested in listening to all of these messages all the way to the end, and remove any fear or any doubt that you may have that you, as a member of the body of Christ, would even dare to think that you would go through the tribulation. The primary scripture passage on the rapture is located in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And it's important to keep in mind who wrote 1 Thessalonians. The Apostle Paul. Who was he? He was the apostle to the Gentiles. And who was he writing it to? To the body of Christ, the church at Thessalonica. And it's so important to understand that. The rapture is God removing the body of Christ from the earth. That's why it tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9 that God has not appointed us to wrath. He didn't appoint us to wrath. Listen, we're the body of Christ. And all of our sins, past, present, and future, and even the old sin nature itself, was crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20. Christ has already paid for our sins. Our sin was judged upon our Lord and our Savior some 2,000 years ago. And remember, the primary purpose of the tribulation is to bring the Jews to Christ. So, in relation to the tribulation, the rapture is going to take place before the 70th week of Daniel occurs, or before it begins. Now, the next question I had as part of the introduction is this. What is the difference between the rapture and the second coming? Now, I'm going to give you quite a bit of scriptures here, but we're not going to read them or go to them yet, but we will later. But what's the difference between the rapture and the second coming? And see, this is the root cause of most of the confusion today in the church, in Christendom today, because people do not understand the difference between the rapture and the second coming. At the end of these messages, there will be no doubt in your mind. It's going to be very clear what the difference is between the rapture and the second coming. You see, the rapture is when Jesus Christ himself returns to remove the body of Christ, which is only mentioned in the Pauline epistles. The rapture is described in two places in Scripture. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 54. Now, who was that written by? The Apostle Paul to the Gentiles. And who was it written to? The body of Christ. It was written to the church. We will meet the Lord in the air. It's going to occur in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. However, the second coming is when Jesus returns to defeat the Antichrist, destroy evil on this earth, and to establish his millennial kingdom. And the second coming is described in Scripture in Revelation chapter 19 and verses 11 through 16, and also in Matthew chapter 24, which is one of the most confusing passages of Scripture that people are getting into today trying to find out what a rapture is. And that Scripture in Matthew chapter 24 is Jesus himself alive on the earth dealing with the nation of Israel. That's what those scriptures had to do with it. And I'm going to expound on that in a little while. And I'm not going to tell you what I think about it. I'm going to show you what the scripture says from beginning to end concerning the rapture and the second coming. Some more differences between those two. The rapture. Believers will meet the Lord in the air, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. At the second coming, believers will return with the Lord to the earth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 14. The second coming occurs after the great tribulation, which, by the way, in the book of Revelation, which is Jewish territory, between chapters 6 and 19, that's all tribulation during those chapters. And after that is going to be the second coming, and that's when the body of Christ, the church, is going to come back with Christ, with the Lord, to the earth. Now, the rapture occurs before the tribulation, 1 Thessalonians 5:9. The rapture is the removal of the body of Christ from the earth as an act of deliverance, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, and chapter 5 and verse 9. The second coming is the removal of unbelievers as an act of judgment, Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 through 41. The rapture is something that's going to be secret. It's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15:50 through 54. The second coming will be visible to all. Every eye shall see him at his return, Revelation 1:7, Matthew 24, 29 through 30. Every eye shall see him. Well, what did Paul tell the body of Christ? It will happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. In the twinkling of an eye, literally, is faster than the eye blinks. Every eye will not see him at the rapture, but every eye will see him at the second coming. And the second coming of Christ will not occur until certain things or events have taken place. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, Matthew 24:15 through 30, Revelation chapter 6 through 18. The rapture, folks, is imminent. It could happen at any time. There's nothing else on the calendar that needs to take place before the rapture occurs. However, there are events that still must take place before the second coming, and it's so important to be able to see that. But the rapture is imminent, and it could take place at any moment. Titus 2:13, 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 54. It's so important for us to keep in mind that Revelation chapter 6 through 19 nowhere mentions the church. The church, the body of Christ, is not mentioned in the portion of Scripture, which is many, many chapters, from chapter 6 all the way through 19 of the book of Revelation. The church and the body of Christ is nowhere in there. The tribulation is also called the time of Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 7. God will again turn his primary attention to Israel during the tribulation, Romans 11, 17 through 31. Folks, the rapture and the second coming are two totally separate events. And Scripture teaches that. There's no doubt. There's no room for error. The Scripture teaches two separate events, one of them being the rapture and one of them being the second coming. Two totally different events for two totally different occasions. It's crucially important to recognize these differences. The rapture is the return of Christ in the clouds to remove the body of Christ before the time of God's wrath. The second coming is the return of Christ to the earth to bring the tribulation to the end and to defeat the Antichrist in his evil world power. I want to give you some comforting words before we begin our study, and this will bring the introduction to a close. 1 Thessalonians, that's written by the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles. Chapter 4, written to the body of Christ. That's us. Everyone who confesses with their mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe that Jesus died for you, he was buried and rose again the third day, listen, you are part of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13, you were baptized by one spirit into one body, and I'm here to tell you, there ain't nobody that can do anything about it. You are saved and you are sealed until the day of redemption. But listen to what it says. Comforting words here. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall Notice the dead in Christ. If you're a Christian and you're part of the body of Christ, you are in Christ. 90-some-odd times in the book of Ephesians, which was written to the body of Christ, it tells you who you are in Christ Jesus. In whom, in Him, in Christ. It tells you all about that. Verse 17, it says, "Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord," where? In the air. You're going to find out that at the second coming, they're not going to meet Him in the air. We're going to come back with Him in the air, and His feet are going to set down upon the Mount of Olives. Now, in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18, "Wherefore, comfort one another with these words," chapter 5 and verse 9, "for God hath not appointed us to wrath," who is us, the body of Christ, "but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." That concludes our introduction to a series of messages that I'm going to try to drive home the point and just absolutely take any doubt that's in your mind about the possibility of you having to go through the tribulation. Because I'm here to tell you, if you're in the body of Christ, you are not going through any part of the tribulation. You're going to be raptured out of here, snatched away, caught up, and then the tribulation will begin at the signing of the peace treaty.